Hello, and welcome to our debut episode of The Music Huddle. I'm your host, Kelly Archambault, and I'm very excited to welcome you to our very first episode of our long-awaited series. I thank you for tuning in, and can't wait to get started. On today's episode, we will be taking a look at Rex Orange County's second studio album, Apricot Princess. Apricot Princess is jam-packed with love, lust, heartbreak, and all the pain that comes with it. So strap in, because today's episode is going to be juicy. I thank you again for tuning in. I hope you're prepared to divert some time to one of my favorite albums I've been listening to recently. Apricot Princess is, as I said, Alex O'Connor's, better known as Rex Orange County's, second studio album. Many of you may know Rex Orange County from his collabs with larger artists, such as Tyler, the Creator, or even Randy Newman. But his career started out with a 2016 solo album called Because You'll Never Be Free. His first album was a success, but ultimately just a stepping stone for Alex O'Connor. Critics classified him as a sad boy pop artist, which is far from who he is today. Because You Will Never Be Free is an album full of teenage angst and sarcastic, grungy lyrics placed over pop instrumentals. If you wanted some indie angst, you would find it with Rex. But this was just a start. Just 1 year later, Rex Orange County returned with the album that we will be focusing on more throughout the next two episodes, Apricot Princess. Even though the two albums were only a year apart, you could see Rex Orange County really grow as an artist and as a person. He went from a sad boy teenager to an emotionally complex and more sophisticated artist. Apricot Princess takes a look closer at Alex O'Connor's personal life as he explores the excitement and happiness of a new romantic relationship, as well as the struggles that come with it. The album is split in two, almost exactly, with the fifth track, Untitled, being the clear turning point. The first half, and the half we will be examining today, is very clearly the more positive half. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into two songs, Television / So Far So Good and Untitled. But I will also be examining the first half as a whole. Let's get started. I won't spend too long diving into the other songs, but I do think there are some moments worth mentioning. The first song on the album is a titular track, Apricot Princess. The song begins with what sounds like a full orchestra, even though it's really just Rex overlaying many instruments he plays, along with the help of a few strings players, before heading into the lyrics. The lyrics begin with, "You can never do wrong, it's me that makes the evening long. And I hope you believe me when I say that I don't see any other. Yeah, you're the only one to meet my mother." These lines set up the album, telling us that Rex has found someone new, and that he's committed. He's found the one. He says, "You can never do wrong. It's me that makes the evening long," saying that he's willing to take the blame for troubles in the relationship, even if it isn't his fault, because this woman could never do wrong in his eyes. The song changes pace a bit, but this is all you really need to know for the context of today's episode. Rex is in love. He's happy, and he's in it for the long haul. Now I could talk about this song forever, but I want to move right along to one of the two songs we will be examining a little bit more closely today, Television / So Far So Good. Television / So Far So Good has a lot to explore, so let's jump right in. First thing, even though the song is a slash in the title, this does not feel like two separate tracks. The song definitely switches between a hopeful yet doubtful mood to a more melancholy tone, but there is no break in the song signifying this as two separate songs. To me, it is comparative to I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers, in the way that the song has two distinct halves, but still feels like a collective whole, as opposed to a song like Finish Line / Drown by Chance the Rapper. There's a distinct break in the middle, splitting the track into two different songs. However, the choice of splitting the song is still important. Because Rex decided to split the title and thus the song in two, it gives us a little more insight into how much Rex has actually realized about his own emotions. Let me explain. The song starts hopeful and excited, with upbeat drums holding a consistent, fast-paced rhythm through the first verse.
Hey, I'm not afraid, I can be myself, and I hope you can be yourself as well, 'cause I can make you feel alright. And there was so much happiness that we were still yet to find. I said that you can call me Alex, baby, welcome to my life.
Alex sings here in an upbeat fashion to match the instrumental, admitting to his new love about his excitement. Singing, "I'm not afraid, I can be myself, and I hope you can be yourself as well." Alex is opening up to her and welcoming her to do the same, I use Alex here because this isn't Rex singing. He sings, "You can call me Alex, baby, welcome to my life." This is not a stage persona, but rather Alex O'Connor, the real boy in love. He's being vulnerable, letting his new love see his actual self. Television / So Far So Good doesn't only seem to switch in themes, though. Multiple times throughout the song, Rex will break the flow of the lyrics to deliver a single clashing line. The lines have a more punk rock feel, with heavy drums and a deeper tone in the lyrics. The first one comes directly after the first verse, singing, "But don't you worry, girl." This reassuring line is immediately followed with a drastically different feeling than the first verse. Rex sings, "No, I'm not sure if I'm into you. The last time that you checked, I was probably so sad and confused." Now, this could mean multiple things. One, he could be referencing his first album, Because He Will Never Be Free. As I mentioned earlier, this album painted him in a depressing, angsty light, and this line might be showing how he's grown. The last time we've checked in with Rex, he was sad and alone, but now he's matured and in a better place. But given the context of the line prior, "I'm not sure if I'm into you," this might take another meaning. He may be saying that he's no longer interested in this romantic girl he was raving about one verse ago. Perhaps they had a history, and this song is a reflection of their past in the first verse, but now we can see where he is now. He realized that he's on his feet again, doesn't need to depend on this woman. If I had to guess, though, that isn't right at all. I think he's calling out the audience. Not only has he grown and doesn't feel like the same old kid who wrote Because You'll Never Be Free, but he doesn't need our validation anymore. Last time we saw Rex, he was the music world's newest sad boy pop star, and now he's happily in love. He's not into what he used to do, and not what people thought of him. In an interview with NPR, Rex even referenced being called a sad boy, and his thoughts on that name. He said, "Being called a sad boy used to get under my skin more than it does now. I think when I was younger, before Apricot Princess came out, I was a bit of a sad boy, because my first album was very angry and upset. But as soon as it came out, that was me releasing those feelings and being done with them. And I felt like at that point in my life, I was like getting quite a lot more positive and things were getting easier and better. But I was able to have my career going and a girlfriend for the first time properly, and I was actually kind of positive when writing Apricot Princess. And everyone's like, Rex is a sad boy. And I'm just like, oh, I'm actually good." Long quote, but the message is there. Rex is over his sorrows and is in a positive place. Now jumping back to the song, Rex hits us with another punk line. No, I don't know what you love. Then cutting back to his pop voice, he sings, "But if you're looking for something new, I know somebody that you can choose. What about me?" Then a sing-songy chorus repeating "what about me" ensues, with slightly different variations coming into play as well. The chorus, while simple, is the climax of the first half. This is Rex pulling the trigger and making the dive into the relationship for real. This was him asking out the girl, making the first move, whatever he did. It's vague, but he asked her if she wanted him. What about me? Would you love me? The next part of the song is a complete instrumental, with it sounding a lot like the first verse, but instead of lyrics, it's taken over by the same punk guitar that was used during those punk rock lines before. This is then followed by now a third musical experiment that Rex takes, switching to an almost hip-hop voice for the third voice, and it's fast-paced and sort of all over the place. A fitting choice for a verse about how confused his racing brain is. Take a listen. "All my friends wanna be in her bed, and I begin to wonder why. I guess that I'd be lying to myself, because who the fuck would be dumb enough to reject an offer? Oh, what an offer now, 2, 2, 10, 1, 5. Couple hours can change your life. Frank saying, oh, what a night, what a night. What the fuck is a girlfriend? I'ma need advice. Maybe I should go outside so I could get a fucking life. I made a friend and she spent the night." Did you see it? Rex is freaking out. Up until now, the song has been all over the place. Rex was reflecting on a love he was in, then he was questioning if he even wants to enter a relationship, then he was asking her out, but now it all makes sense. In his mind, he remembers the good first, and therefore sings the good parts first. The positive memories hit Rex as he reflects on the relationship. The first thoughts he has are all of the good times. Then he thinks of how it started, how he was unsure how it would go, and if it was really something that he even wanted. And then he reflected on taking that leap, asking her if he is someone that she really wants. And in this third verse, Rex pulls it all together. Let's take a deeper look. He starts by making fun of his earlier self, and that earlier line, "I'm not sure if I'm into you." If he is talking about this new love, he's making fun of himself because all of his friends would want to be in her bed, and he's the luckiest one because she wants him. He would be lying to himself if he didn't want that too. The next line is the most telling, and is one that we have to look outside the song for context. The 2-2-10-1-5, a couple of hours can save your life line, marks the real beginning of this love. 2-2-10-1-5, or October 22nd, 2015, is probably a nod to his anniversary. Around this same date, in October of 2015, Rex publicly announced that he was dating Thea Morgan Muller, who would turn to be his long-term girlfriend. Thea and Rex have been quite public about their relationship, however, the details they keep rightfully private. Thea is a songwriter and singer herself, and even makes an appearance on Apricot Princess, as we will talk about shortly. This line not only clarifies that the song is about Thea, but the album as a whole is a recollection of this relationship. This makes Television a truly beautiful sentiment, because I think a lot of us can relate to the excitement and fear of our first love. Sometimes he's ecstatic, other times he's doubtful, sometimes he's overthinking, and even sometimes he's willing to be vulnerable. As the song progressed, Rex managed to encapsulate all these emotions in more than 2 minutes. He's reflecting on the beginning of a relationship from 2 years ago, yet makes it seem so in the moment and so emotional that it works. By the end of Television, he's made up his mind. He says, "I had no time to face my fears, but it's time that I dry these tears." He wasn't prepared for this, and is acknowledging how unsure and frightened he is by this relationship, but it's time. He wants to be happy, and this is how he's going to do it. He's ready to dry his tears and walk away from his past. He's ready to be a happy man. Until one line later. Listen to this transition as Rex moves from Television to So Far So Good. The singular track shifts from happy to sad on a dime, to a point where it sounds like just one song. I'll play for you the end of Television, and I want you guys to listen into how it transitions into So Far So Good. The instruments will change just like the lyrics will, from a really upbeat, happy, hopeful ending of Television into a sad, melancholy beginning of So Far So Good. And I had no time to prepare to face my fears. I guess that it's time that I dry these tears. But if I could just be happy by the end of this song. But if by the time you hear it, you are already gone. Rex has fallen into his doubts again. He got one step out the door, but then retracted. He wanted to face his fears, but he's terrified if he goes all the way, he'll be left worse than he started. He wishes he could just move on and be happy, and let the song end on Television, but can't. It wouldn't be honest. So Rex adds So Far So Good to show his other side, the doubtful side. Who's to say that Thea will even still be with him by the time this song comes out? Television is the first half of Rex's psyche. It's happy, it's excited, a little worried, but ready to grow with this person. The second half of the song is the other half of Rex, the one who isn't ready to be vulnerable and in love, the one who has been struggling mentally for a while and isn't sure he can take a heartbreak. It's genius to put Television and So Far So together now, almost as one song, because Rex is one person. The heart and the mind are connected, and these songs are connected by that backslash. The song continues with a depressing melodic instrumental, a beautiful ballad of sadness and doubt, while adding at the end of each stanza, "but so far everything's good." He has his doubts and worries and pains, but relax, Rex, so far everything's okay. As if the fact that nothing has happened yet is reassuring that nothing bad will ever happen. So Far So Good plays for a while, before ending the song with one final line. Want the crowd in tears when they hear this, is that so wrong? This is my favorite line of the song by far. And I'm not even going to analyze it. For risk of taking the magic out of the line by overanalyzing it, I'm just going to leave it be. But I thought you needed to hear it. It's beautiful and rattles me to my core. Television and So Far So Good reflected on the beginning of the relationship, the excitement and doubt Rex felt. He wants to move forward, but in the back of his mind, he isn't sure he would be able to handle the loss of this relationship. As the album continues, we see Rex grow in romance and slowly adapt to this new life. The next song is called Nothing and features a wonderful verse from Marco McKinnis. It's upbeat, talking about how nothing could ever feel as good as the first night they spent together. The song is also the first time that we see Rex acknowledge Thea's feelings on the album. Rex says, "But listen, girl. Couldn't you tell I'm scared as well? You can hold my hand." He knows that Thea might be worried about this commitment as well, but they're in it together. they can guide each other through it. The song is lively and quick, with hints of R&B added to the instrumental. It slows at the end of the song, however, to transition nicely into the fourth song, Sycamore Girl. Sycamore Girl is a very interesting song in the album, outside what we would expect from Rex. It is conversational, directly addressing the girl and expressing his fears. The most interesting part of the song, however, is the unnamed feature. The second verse is delivered by an unnamed female artist who, believe it or not, is Thea herself. She is a singer of her own and delivers a verse in a response to Rex's, singing, "I'm just like you, boy. We have so much to lose or the best to come." We see that she seems to be in the same boat as Alex. She's worried, risking her happiness and mental stability like Rex if things turn south. But the reward could be a true loving relationship. The song has a melancholy tone, but overall is a positive message. They aren't alone in this love. They have each other and understand each other. The song ends with a beautiful duet and reminds the audience again and reminds each other again that they're all they need. They have each other, and that's all they need to make this work. The final song of the first half of the album and the last song we will be talking about today is called Untitled. Up until this point, we have seen Rex Orange County deliver an upbeat album of love. Sure, there have been plenty of moments and lines that display struggle or doubt over this relationship, but nearly every song to this point has a positive note. Sure, Rex has some issues and worries and stresses, but he is happy in love. He's ready to jump into this new relationship and heal from his past. In Untitled, unfortunately, we see the opposite. We see Rex in Untitled reflect on the relationship in a negative light, referring to past mistakes as well as current ones, as he falls into his old habits from his past. He starts the song off with his guilt in the spotlight, with the lines that I'll show you right now.
I make enough mistakes, and it feels like she's the only one that hears the things I say. So if for any reason it's a miscommunication, or I'm lying to her face.
This feels like a callback to Apricot Princess, where he said, "You can never do wrong, it's me that makes the evening long." Once again, Rex feels like he's the only one who can make mistakes in this relationship. Thea is perfect in his eyes, while he's the one who keeps messing up. He says, "I make enough mistakes and feels like she's the only one who hears the things I say." He's starting to doubt his qualification to be in this relationship. He blames himself for everything that's going wrong, that he's inexperienced and doesn't know how to handle a relationship like this. She's the only person who really gets him, but it also means that he can't get out of things as easily. In the past, he's covered up his mistakes by lying, but if she realizes that he's lying to her, it'll only make problems worse. A couple lines later, he sings this.
Cause I can barely breathe and I don't know how I'll explain myself this time. Wish it wasn't a case of this time.
Rex can't enjoy this relationship, not to the fullest, because he's too worried about his mess-ups. He's anxious to the point where he can't breathe, but doesn't want to confess to anything for risk of losing the relationship. He's caught between confessing to his mistakes and disappointing Thea, or feeling overwhelmingly guilty to a point where he can't enjoy the relationship for himself. He wants to be happy, but he can never be happy as long as he feels this way. He adds, "Wish it wasn't a case of this time," to show that this isn't the only time he's felt this way. Throughout this relationship, he's felt moments of stress like this, as we've seen this whole album so far, and doesn't know how much more of it he can take. And honestly, he knows this is going to happen again. He wishes it would be a one and done, but this pattern will seem to continue for a while to come. Later on in the song, Rex sings, "How did I fail to give you all the love that you deserve? You're the only thing that's worth what life is worth." He feels like he's failed Thea. In his mind, him trying his best still isn't enough for her. To me, and I have no proof of this, but to me it feels like Rex knows this is all in his head. He knows what he did is wrong in his eyes, and she should be mad at him. But he also knows that she really isn't. She loves him, and he loves her, and they're trying to figure this out together. But Rex is worried that if something somehow goes wrong, he won't know how to handle it. So he's preventively blaming himself for any mistake in this relationship. If he were to cast the blame on her, he might lose her, or lose her trust. So before anything even goes wrong, Rex is here, worried about his mistakes he's already making. Thea may not care, not know, or maybe she does. Maybe they're not even real mistakes. But in a relationship, forgiveness is a major part of trust. So even if he did make a mistake, it wouldn't break the relationship. And Rex knows this. But Untitled is that inner dialogue he's having. And when he's anxious and worried to a point where he can't enjoy this relationship the way he's meant to, he uses Untitled to express his inner dialogue. Perhaps to Thea, he presents everything is just fine. But he feels like he's underwater, drowning in his own anxiety. The end of the lyrical song ends with these next four lines.
I don't mind if you hate me, 'cause baby, if I were you, I would probably hate me too. I said that I don't mind if you hate me, 'cause baby, if I were you, I would probably hate me too.
Thea doesn't hate Rex. She loves him, and he knows that. It's almost as if Rex is self-sabotaging in order to protect his heart. He's closing on his relationship before he even needs to, because he's worried that if it would happen when he fell in love with his girl fully, and she could break his heart. Saying, it's okay to hate me too, I get it, as a way to end this relationship before he needs to. But this is on his mind. He'll never actually say this because he cares too much about Thea. And I think that's the representation of this last part of the song. The end of the song is almost the entire verse repeated, but it's a whistle instead of lyrics. It's melancholy and slow. It's beautiful all the same. And his whistle is kind of like a cartoon trying to act unsuspecting in like an old TV show. Instead of speaking his mind, he is hiding his feelings, whistling along by, instead of speaking his mind to his girlfriend. Apricot Princess has a lot of places to explore past this song. After Untitled, the album takes a turn for the worse, with Rex exposing a lot of the negative and downsides of his mental health in this relationship. But unfortunately, this is all the time for we have today. In this episode, we took a look at Rex's happiness and joy in this relationship. And while we explored a lot of his doubt, we also saw a lot of joy that he has found dating Thea. He's ready to move on, but scared nonetheless to be vulnerable to this woman. He sung about the beginning of his relationship and the excitement that goes with it. He exposed his inner dialogues as well, that he's not ready, and terrified at any moment it could come crumbling down. But he's happy, for the first time in a while also worried that he's going to be left worse than how he started if this relationship ends. In the next episode, we are going to be taking a look at the future of Alex O'Connor, and how Apricot Princess would change the course of his career. I'll also talk about the second half of the album, the darker times and the negative effects this relationship has had on his mental health, as well as his mental health in general. So if this is interesting to you, keep your eyes out for the next episode. Once again, Lily Archambault from The Music Huddle, and looking forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.